Hello. RZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. We are rolling. WR. Rolling, Bob. All systems go here. How about yourself?
I think I'm still breathing, so that's a pretty good start to the day.
Any day I wake up and don't see my name in the obituaries is a good day.
That's an angle I didn't consider. Sitting down here in Detroit and watching the sunrise over in Sheboygan.
Isn't technology grand?
Sometimes it is. Sometimes it's frustrating, but sometimes it's kind of fun to play with. And I've been watching the sun coming up here for the last half hour.
WRWY 979.
Good morning, 979.
Good morning, Jim, and the other fella who I thought sounded like a guy named Scott. But good morning, Jim. This is Joe. I've been wondering how you've been and wondering I hadn't talked to you in a while. Glad to hear you're still on this side of the sod. Back to you.
I haven't been around much. I've been up north working on my property and spending 2 weeks at a time up there.
I'm glad you're able to get out, even under the circumstances and all the things. But I can only imagine how much you missed being at your house when you were down here.
Don't miss leaving down here.
Yep, other station, go ahead. You fellas go right ahead. Sounds like old home week. And both of you enjoy your day and be safe. WRCP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. We'll be monitoring the frequency.
Take care there, Bob. And Jim, you're still down here, I assume. Do they link up to this one?
Did I lose you there, Jim? WRWY 979.
I'm dealing with dog issues.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's understandable there. WRWY 979. If you're still out there, Sheboygan Bob there, you don't have to run off.
Oh, I didn't run off. Y'all enjoy your day. I'm just copying the mail. WRZP 544.
Yep, I just scanning this one here. I'm coming through, I believe, the Macomb County or Mount Clements receive site. And the name's Joe. The name's Joe over here in Clinton Township.
Here to meet you, Joe. Yep. Definitely up here in Sheboygan County, and of course I'm on the old Sheboygan repeater.
Well, you're definitely making the trip very clear, very readable, and I'm using a Bofang handheld, getting into the Macomb site, or Mount Clement site, I guess they call it, and using one of these, oh geez, it must have cost all of about $20, maybe. Five.
That, well, it's definitely doing a job for you. All right, enjoy your day. I'm going to order my breakfast and coffee, so we'll do it again. Be safe and take care. WRZP 544.
Yeah, Bob, you take care. Thanks for letting me jump in there. Had to say hello to Jim there. Well, WRWY 979, going to be clear frequency there. Take care, Jim. Take care, Bob. WRWY 979 clear.
Good morning, community. This is WRPB 44A monitoring.
Did I hear you ring in?
Only caught part of that. This is Kurt. Good morning, Bob.
Kurt, and we hope you and yours are doing well this morning. WRZP 544.
Yes, we are doing well. Getting ready to enjoy another day, and the wife's taking her mom out shopping today, so yeah, just a nice quiet day at home, and hopefully I don't got to cut into my bail money. Over.
Hey, Roger that. Yeah, being unsupervised these days is a bit risky, isn't it? At our age.
Yeah, it can be a bit risky, but I'm just going to take it easy and relax, not try to do too much today. You know, enjoy the weather. Over.
Yeah, I'm going to hang a couple antennas today. It took me up a drone. I've been new hobby, quite interesting. I've been looking at them for a couple of years now, and Yeah, so other than that, that's pretty much my day up here.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. I know a friend of mine had a drone, and he really enjoyed it, too. So obviously, be careful working on your antennas, over. You know, I don't like getting up high on mine.
I don't mind it. I was airborne in the Army, so the heights don't bother me. Quite interesting. I do quite a bit of wildlife photography up here with the elk and deer and game and such, and figured I'd add a new dimension. And I had my first opportunity last evening. I had deer all out in my fields, and it's quite interesting to see them from the height of the drone there. So, like I said, just another hobby to dump money into.
Sounds like a good one. Let's see. I don't know a whole lot else today. I will let you get back to your breakfast. It's always great to speak with you. I enjoy it. So this is WRPV 448, Kurt from Groveland Township. Clear on your return, Bob. Have a good morning.
Sir, and don't forget to get your weekend brief from your missus there. Be safe. It's always a pleasure. WRZP 544, clear the network.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 mobile monitoring.
KP-9585, Grand Rapids. Hey, what the heck's going on today? Nice band opening this morning. Seeing two or three repeaters on every frequency.
Yes, if anyone's around, there's always someone around. This is WRQ-764.
Oh, really? That's cool, man. Are you on the road or home?
I'm at home. I'm at home near Flint, Michigan.
Yeah, that's cool. All right. Almost thought I heard somebody else pop in there for a second. Somebody else on the channel. We got a nice band opening going this morning. This is Grand Rapids. It almost sounds like some intermod there, a couple different repeaters.
You're hitting the flint. So am I. Somebody's in Sheboygan.
Respond there. Guy over in Flint, evidently he's hearing us on their repeater. At least I'm getting into the repeater over there. How's everything in Flint this morning? You'll have to wait just a second for our local repeater to drop before you respond.
You're hitting both Flint and Sheboygan. More solid into Flint. Sheboygan dropped off mid-transmission. The things over here are cool this morning. I'm showing 44 outside. That's not official. The official temp is a little lower. anytime there's sun out there, it's 33 is the official temp. So at least we're above freezing.
Oh, okay. That's really cool. Yeah, so Flint and Sheboygan, bringing up both of those repeaters. Yeah, I can hear you just fine. I guess the local repeater here, I guess we're all on the same 141.3, so that kind of creates a little interesting collision there sometimes during the land opening.
Now, you say you're in Grand Rapids?
Yeah, that's correct, in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
That's a hike from Grand Rapids to Flint.
Yeah, I get Detroit and Flint every now and then when the conditions are just right. I think I have talked on this repeater before. I got my notes here from way back in the summertime. I did have somebody talk to me on this repeater before.
Yeah, you know how to tell what repeaters you're teeing up?
I can't really tell. I think I heard a little, beep, courtesy tone on the end. I imagine that's the way you can identify which repeater you got. Is that correct?
Well, I don't know. That might work. It does on some systems. But I'm looking at Fred's Allman page that shows me what repeater is keyed. And the one that's green is Flint. And the green one is the one that's keyed up. I'm not sure if it was you or somebody else keying Sheboygan, but let me take a look at that, because it's on a different computer. I guess I need to use the other list to find the MIA system. There it is. Because it's, let's see, no, it doesn't give the frequencies here. So I don't know what it is, but the, Flint is number, okay, well, we can figure it out sooner or later.
Okay, which Allman system are you looking at? I've got a couple of them here, but, and there's also a breaker in there.
WIUG 28, Rochester Hills. I think I talked to you before in Grand Rapids. Roger?
Oh, yeah. Baby, 985. Yeah, I did talk to you before. I remember that. That's been a while. Good that we're, banging in over there, it sounds like. That's pretty cool.
And also, Bob out there in Sheboygan, which is all connected to MIA.systems. If you go on the net, MIA.systems will explain to you how those repeaters connected. Roger?
Yeah, very much. Yeah, I'm on that website right now. Trying to make some sense out of it.
Allman.moses.bz in your address bar.
Bob, out there in Sheboygan, are you there?
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County. Good morning, everyone.
I'm gonna sign out, WRXG 764, though. URL is allman.moses.bz for Allman page.
Must be band open this morning. Roger?
It appears so. WRXG 764.
Yeah, very good, you guys. Really appreciate the QFL. I'll have a great day out there. Be careful. And KZ9585. I'll be standing by, just scanning and listening for a while. Enjoy the band opening. Talk to you later.
Roger that. Keep going. Turn that radio on. We'll be on all day. Roger?
Yeah, I don't know how long the conditions will last in here, but yeah, I guess it will hang in there for a while. See, I'm bringing up, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 repeaters on here. And I don't know which one I'm coming into, but the one at Flint is not lit up, so I don't know if that means, yeah, I don't know if that means I'm going through that one or what. Anyway, you guys have a great day. I'm going to watch this website for a little bit here. Oh, yeah, okay, I see the Flint went down at the bottom. All right, KB9585, you guys have a great day. See ya.
Hey, anytime you like, we'll talk to you, no problem at all. And tell the French, by the way, there's a repeater, you know, a connection. Roger?
Yeah, I see you guys got a great network over there. All these possibilities here, lots of options. All right, thanks a lot for your great work. I'll talk to you later.
Hey, good to hear you back. You take care and you have a good day. WIUG 48, Rochester Hills.
You're still on, Paul, KB9585. Did you hear any of that where you located?
WIUG 488, Jack, this is WRYX 551, copy.
You got a machine noise in the background that's pretty loud.
I had 551.
So, remember, I don't know if you remember me, we were talking about that mic with the noise in the background.
Yeah, I'm still making it. Put the old mic back and see what happens. I think you'll do better for that one because that one comes in with it. Like I say, I talked to Midland before about a year ago, and that's what they told me. They say they match everything, antenna and the mic, for one radio. That's how they do it. Not like the Chinese. Chinese, it can work any mic and radio or antenna. Roger?
Yeah, 10-4, this is what they responded back to me. I called, I emailed them and said, you know, see, now I'm talking on it with the engine off. But they said, here's their response to why this mic is doing that. It says, after consulting with our engineer, we have determined that these mics may be noisier than the factory mics. This is expected and falls within FCC regulations. And then it says, however, I understand it is annoying. I would be happy to exchange the mic for you, but the new mic may have the same issue. So then they offered me, they said they'd be happy to refund me without a return. So I just had them do that. That's good. That's good you did that. I'm glad you did that. Roger.
W8LNT. WRVR-403.
Station calling.
Out of curiosity, where are you pulling the power for that radio at in your vehicle?
It's directly off the battery. And it's not the radio. It's just when I put in my stock mic, the noise stops. Right now I just pulled over. Shut the engine off, and I'm sure you don't hear that noise anymore. But I guess they know about this problem, and they said it falls within the FCC regulations to have that noise, which I'm like, well, why are they selling this mic? Because I guess it's pretty annoying when I'm transmitting. I talked to somebody the other day, and they said, well, it's not that bad. I wouldn't worry about it. See, I can't hear what it sounds like, so... I guess I'll just keep the mic and live with it.
Well, to me, it sounds like a possible grounding issue. If you're getting a noise while engine's running and it's not there while engine's not running, so I would insert the grounds to the radio because you get engine noise in it. Is what it sounds like, but. I'm not there looking at it, so good luck to you. WRVR-403.
You know, I thought about that, but then it doesn't do it with the stock mic when I got the engine running. So if it was a grounding issue, I would think that it would do that with the other mic, too.
Roger. Well, just trying to suggest maybe something to help out. WRVR-403, I'll be clear.
Oh yeah, I get it. I appreciate it.
Station 551, I think because the alternator, when you drive, the alternator makes so much noise, and that's why it's coming in on the radio.
Yeah, that's what I think it is, too. I don't get why it only does it with this one mic. Like, I just started the engine back up. But, I mean, is it so annoying that it's hard to hear me? Or is it just, you know, present and tolerable?
The audio is okay, but the thing is, look like he's got an engine going on.
Loud. Most people are not going to put up with it. They'll just cut you short and go somewhere else. But what kind of car do you have?
It's a 2024 Ford F450 Super Duty.
I'm going to ask you if you had a Ford. Ford and their noises. With the engine shut off, does it make noise, or does anybody tell you that it does or doesn't?
I've been told that when I shut the engine off and talk on it, it goes right away. And then also when I put in the stock mic, you know, whether I'm driving or not driving, there's no noise. It's when I use this mic when I'm driving.
If you have a capacitor kit for alternators, you might see if they have one for that particular vehicle and engine. And that usually will quiet down. It sounds like an alternator, but I can't say for sure unless I was standing there.
WRV 403. Diesel model by any chance?
Sorry, I talked over you. What were you saying?
WRVR 403, is this a diesel model by any chance? Your vehicle there, F450.
Yes, there it is.
Go to the other battery with it. Use the auxiliary battery. The batteries work as a big filter also. I had the same issue in 11, F-350. And I went to the auxiliary battery and it went away.
Okay, I gotta look to find out where that battery is. I've looked under the hood a couple times, but I never studied where all the batteries are, just the one that he hooked up to.
There should be one on each side of the front of the vehicle, and you're going to be looking for the one on the passenger side.
Okay, that's good to know. I'll give that a try, see if that helps.
You could also try shortening your ground. Ground it locally, as close to the radio as you can get. That'll be less things for noise to travel on.
I don't recall where he hooked the ground to. I didn't ask him. I had my friend do it, and but I'll keep that in mind for sure.
WIUG 544, WIUG 488.
WIUG 488, go ahead, Bob.
Jack, checking in and see how you're doing this morning, sir.
Bob doing 100% good. I'm doing 100% good. Roger.
Yeah, good to hear. Same here. All systems go, Jack. Anxiously awaiting a delivery.
No problem. Talk to me on the phone.
fun. Roger.
I run up here to the hardware store. I need a couple parts to hang a couple antennas today and finish them up. I'll give you a shout when I get home on the phone, brother. WRZP 544, clear on your final, sir.
Hey, good to hear you, Bob, out there, and good talking to you. And good day. Today is very nice, no wind blowing, sunshine, and everything else, clear sky. WREG 48 is clear.
WFUU 202, we're just monitoring the station.
WROM 813 out of Mount Morris, Michigan, trying out my EE52+. Just wondering if I'm accessing the
Thank you.
is WROM813 out of Mount Morris, Michigan. I'm trying out my new bus radio. I'm just checking to see if I'm hitting this repeater and if I need permission to use it.
You're into the Flint repeater. You're a little weak. You did break up a bit. But you're into the Flint repeater, WRSG764.
WRZP544. You calling, Jack?
WRUG48, go ahead.
WFPW200, Yankee out there.
WRZT820, Unit B, do you have your radio on?
RZT 820 unit, B, do you have your radio on?
WRZT 820 unit D.
There we go, that's a good link.
You heard me?
Yeah, that's a good link. I'm on my way down to Riverview real quick. I'll be back in a little bit.
Okay, off to Riverview. Right on. Should be on in about an hour.
I would say that's probably a good assumption there. I would say roughly an hour.
All right, man. Drive safe.
Sounds good. Will do. WRZT 820. Clear.
Afternoon, 820. WRZT 544.
Afternoon, 544. How are you doing up here in Sheboygan, Bob?
Brother, I am doing fine. I'm doing some antenna repair on a set of beams there today and hanging a new antenna there for the old 7300 there. Picked me up, what is it? It's ICOM AA710 there. I'm going to put it up permanently there. That sucker's 80 foot long, so it ought to be a good set of ears.
That's a good size antenna for sure. Hopefully you you got some good hands up there with you and you guys are doing it safe.
Roger that. Always safe. Yeah, we're clear. There's no power lines. It doesn't involve any tower climbing today, so everything's done right at the roof level. So it's all good, brother.
Fantastic. Good to hear that there's no climbing needed, and hopefully that antenna works the way that you hope to, and it gets matched up right out the box and easy up, you know?
Roger that. I put all that fine army to training. It's all ready to go. I'm ready to get up on here this afternoon and do it. So, yeah, all systems go here, brother. I'll let you go. Good to hear you, and always a pleasure, sir. Take care, Chris. WRZP 544, clear and monitoring on your final.
All right, sounds good, Bob. Always good to hear you out there as well. WRZP 820, clear.
WSEZ 387, I can hear you from the Livonia area currently. I just copied a lot of static there.
RZT820. Just for reference, this is now from Riverview to the Detroit repeater.
WRZT820, nice.
WRAF.
WRZT820, Unit B, radio on.
WRZT820, Unit D. How's it going, Chris?
Good, good. Just wanted to let you know I'm on my way back now, so should be, it says about 40 minutes or so.
Right on. How's traffic?
Intermittent traffic. We got semis in and out of their lanes. I don't know if they're half asleep or whatever, but so far we're doing pretty good on this side. Usually it doesn't start getting heavy until the north side of Detroit, so we'll see how it goes at that point.
Have fun and drive safe.
All right, will do. Talk to you in a few. WRZT820, clear.
WRAF504.
WRWS-538, monitoring.
WXCB843 mobile monitoring.
WRAS 504, monitoring.
WSEQ 436, monitoring the channel. Can anyone hear me?
Station 544. Station 544. WIUG 88. Copy.
WRZP 544. Go ahead there, Jack. WIUG 488. WRZP 544.
How's Bob? Did Bob get his box yet?
No, nothing's arrived here as yet, sir. But I'm having trouble with my beams today. But no, no box yet there, brother.
No problem. I'll see if I can track that, see what happened to them. So they said today they'll deliver it. We might have to wait till about 5 o'clock, 5:30.
Who's delivering it, Jack? UPS?
UPS.
Roger that. Sometimes he didn't get out here till 8 o'clock at night sometimes. He's a rather busy man on this route.
Problem. We'll wait for it anyhow. All right. Good talking to you, Bob. Take care. WIUG 48 clear.
WRZP 544. Back to the drawing board on these beams. Pain in my headache. We'll talk to you later.
CQ 436, WSEM 4306, are you out there? WSEM 306, hey, how's it going? Doing well, just got the pizza. They took a few more minutes than expected. How's it going on your end?
I'm just about a mile from the boat, and yeah, I'll start setting up.
What's the word on Nick?
Nick won't make it. Nick's mom's coming in at 8, and he wants to be here, so receiver's going to be safe.
Okay, perfect. Well, I will hurry up then and try to make this short.
Great, sounds good.
Sounds good. That's WSEQ 436, monitoring channel.
WSEM 306, standing by on 18 and 3.
WR357.
WSEM 206 for WSEQ 436. Can you hear me?
Roger. This is WSEQ 436. How are you doing over there, Grant?
I can report that the weather on the dock is much better than the forecast. It's sunny and there's a nice little breeze.
Marvelous. Sounds like it's time to fly a spinnaker.
I think so. And there's a small chance we might have Nick might make it as well, but unconfirmed.
All right. Well, you got my transmission that I'm not going to make it, right? Sorry, you're breaking up on my end. Can you say that again? You received my transmission that I won't make it to the vote, yeah?
I did not.
I can't make it. I've got a flat on 94. So I'm waiting for the tow truck now.
Oh, dang, I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. Crap, okay. Let me know if I can help you at all.
I think that's half-hearted. I don't think that you mean that.
Not really sure how to, but I could try. Just let me know.
Yeah, I'm sure you can just sail the boat right on the 94 and pick me up. So I'll see you on there, and I can't wait. Just put that sailboat on the trailer, and I'll just hop on when you bring it on by.
Roger that. Be well.
WSKQ-436, standing by.
WSKM-336, standing by.
Hey, Nick, are you out there?
This is WRTP-347, standing by.
Yes, this is Grant. I do copy. Nick, is that you? This is Max. WSQ-436.
Station, this is WSBW 353, radio check, over.
WSBW radio check, that's loud, sir, WRUX 245.
Roger, thank you, I appreciate that, WSBW 353 out.
Yep, no problem, anytime. WRUX 245, standing by.
WRAS, Bible, or listening.
WRZD 872.
WIUG 488, WRZP 544.
WSEL 4751 DD reading, WSEL 4751 DD reading.
Come in, Michael, I can hear you. Come in, Michael.
Roger that one. WSEL 4751.
Say again.
Reading you loud and clear, I can hear you just fine. WSEL 475 out.
WRZD 872 listening.
WRZP 544, WIUG 488. WRZP 544. Go ahead there, Jack.
Never mind, Bob. Never mind. I'm trying to get a hold of one of my buddies, but he's not answering. He just got off of work, too, anyhow. Well, thank you, Bob. You take care. WIUG 488.
My bad. I thought I heard my numbers. We'll talk later. WRZP 544.
WSEX 400 is trying a little high than this time.
WSEX 544, monitoring. This is WRTP 347, Dan, standing by. WRTP 347, Dan, standing by.
Station 983, this is WIUG 847, WIUG, Blade 8, copy. Well, I guess not. WIUG, Blade 8, clear.
WRZ 706.
Last station, this is Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810.
Station 847. WSBI 847. WIUG 38. Copy. Station 218. Station out there, 218. WIUG 38. Copy. Station 847. Station out there, 847. WIUG. WIUU 850, WIUG 48, copy.
WIUG 48,
Whiskey
Sam Charlie
Z, 310. Good evening, John. Oh, good evening. How you doing today?
WSCF 297, I got you up there.
Yeah. Stand by for short. Station 297, how am I sounding out that way?
Loud and clear, brother, you're loud.
Good. It must be a band open tonight too, Roger.
Yeah, that cold weather is working out good.
It's really Eric. I don't know if you're Eric or I forgot that one. I think you're Eric, correct?
After that.
That band is open tonight. This morning, too, the band was open. But I didn't hear nobody out there. I heard somebody from Grand Rapids. That's about it.
It just turned on about 10 minutes ago, and I didn't have it on scan. I picked you up and jumped to the channel.
How is the weather down there?
Clear, kind of cold, big bright moon.
Hunting deers.
Yeah, well, last night it dropped here to 36 degrees. It was cold. The heat was cranking up left and right for like 2-3 hours in a row.
It was 30-something here when I was 30 degrees this morning at 5:30. And right now I got 44 degrees.
WRTX 957.
Go ahead, 957.
Just wanted to say hello. Wave my hand. So, what's going on?
Did you hear that station out of Ohio, 297?
Yeah, Roger, I was just talking to him, I just gave him a radio check. Yeah, I'm just sitting here watching the Yankees and the Indians. Hopefully we have a good night. Sorry about Detroit. Got to edit that.
Station out of Ohio, 297. All right there, Harry, you take care. Have a good evening. WIUG 48. Station 180, you still out there?
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810, we're still here.
Now, is it cold by you out that way?
It was actually pretty nice during the day. According to the car, it dropped down to 46 right now.
Yeah, over here was 75. This afternoon it was 75. Now it's about 50 degree weather here.
Yeah, I think we're supposed to hit 75. I don't know, tomorrow or Sunday, I think they were saying.
Also, we need that hot weather. We don't want no cold, too early for that cold weather. Roger?
I moved up here 2 years ago from Indiana, and everybody who asked me, because it's the middle of August, and I got a coat in the back of the car.
WSCF 297, hey, is that somebody from Indiana up there?
Station 810, good to hear from you. Go ahead and go. WIEG 48, clear.
Roger. Driving around here trying to get hit by trains.
Roger.
Train coming. Dan Gates is going to come down.
Roger?
Yeah, Roger. Can you hear me? I heard you. You got a background noise. What's that noise? Looks like an airplane noise. Okay. Go ahead, that station 872. Station 872, you're not coming in clear. Maybe you move around or something like that. Are you on a handheld, by the way? This is WIUG 48. The name here is Jack. Roger. If you're inside the building, be by the window. You hear us a lot better. I can hear you a lot better if you be by the window. Roger? I see what you're saying now. Yeah, you sound a little bit better, but if you're on the handheld and the car is driving, see if you can put that in antenna a little bit out from the window. Then you'll be very clear. Roger?
Yeah, copy that. No, I just heard some chatter around here. Thought I'd break in a moment and say hello to you gentlemen. You guys can be good at WRZP-872.
Oh, anytime you like, no problem. We'll talk to you. You take care, drive safe, and you have a good evening. WIUG 88.
Hey, Jack, this is 297. Hey, when you're done with your transmission, don't say Roger, you say over. If you're going to do that correct, don't say Roger.
You got it, buddy. You got it. I'll listen to you, no problem at all. Over.
There you go, Jack. You're good to go now, man. You don't have to say it every time, just at the end of your transmission as you're talking for a while.
All right, Eric. You take care. And you have a good evening. We'll talk to you later anyhow. WIUG 48.
Yeah, Roger. I'm sitting here watching this Indians game for the Guardians and the Yankees, so it's a thriller from Manila. You have a good night, Jack. I'll be here listening.
Eric, what's the score? The Indians winning right now?
Yankees, but the Indians are up to bat, and their heavy hitters are up, so if the game's been last, like last night, this is a great game.
All right, thank you. Take care. WIUG 48.
bottom of the fifth. Yankees 3, Cleveland 2, and we got the heavy hitters up to bat, so I'll keep you posted.
Roger, over, over, under, under, Roger, Roger, over. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810, having fun.
Roger, over, over, out, over, under, Roger, out.
If anybody gets the reference, they're as old as I am.
Yeah, over, under, sideways, down.
I know that was Bill out that way, W-I-U-G, but it ain't.
Yep, hi there, Jack. How's it going? WRUZ984.
Hey, good, Dale. How about you? I saw you sound a little tired from work, Roger.
Yeah, I'm exhausted. You know, I'm getting pretty old, and these work weeks sure do take a toll.
Yeah, and the weather changed too, that's why, you know, you feel that way too. Roger?
Over, Jack, over, not Roger.
No problem. Over.
Roger that.
Roger that.
Roger, Roger. Roger the engineer.
Roger on the over.
Over. So, Dale. You off tomorrow?
Yeah, well, I don't have to work the paying gig, but I do still have to do the, you know, the good husband work, so I'll work around the house and probably do some grocery shopping for my family.
Dale, always sounding good, and you're ready to do some work around the house before winter time comes in. Over.
Yeah, just the only thing, I cut the grass last 2 weeks ago, and it hasn't grown a bit since it's hardly rained at all here, so. At least I don't have to do lawn work, just, you know, a little bit of putzing around and maybe put up a new radio antenna and enjoy the cooler weather.
Yeah, well, not much to do. You're right, that grass is not high at all. It has not been higher. I would say about a month. I don't know why, no rain. I don't see no rain at all. All the way till next Saturday.
Yeah, I don't have to cut the grass. Almost all the trees around here still got all their leaves, barely changed colors, so. Hopefully I don't have to do any of the really hard work, and I can just do whatever
I feel like doing tomorrow.
Bill, the best thing to do tomorrow, take your time, work a little bit, sit down and relax, and get that good old beverage to work to, and that's all you can do tomorrow.
Yes, I drink adult beverages during the day. I fall asleep, and then I don't get to enjoy my evenings.
No, Dale. What you do, you know, before you fall asleep, get up and walk around for another drink.
Yeah, you know, that or maybe drink the drinks that have Coke in them or caffeine or... But Black Russians don't have... coffee in them, do they? That's what, Bailey's Irish cream or something?
No, you need that Tennessee whiskey.
WSWB 447.
Yeah, I'll pass on that hard stuff. Just little bits of weak drinks will work for me. I'm going to sit back a minute and let the 4444 do a little bit of talking. So I'll be back, WRUZ984.
Go ahead, that station 447, I believe.
Yeah, it's WSGS 447. I had my volume down. I don't even know if I looked at the radio. But I may have stepped on somebody, but sorry about that.
Oh, no problem. Anyhow, you're sounding good here. I'm over here at Rochester Hills, and I'm WRUG 88. My name is Jack, by the way.
Yeah, Jack, we spoke before. This is Bob in Frankenmuth. We spoke before. Been a few days, maybe a couple weeks or so, but we spoke before. Yeah, I was just on the HF rig playing Parks on the Air. I don't know if you ever heard of it before, but I'm a ham. And I was doing Parks on the Air. You know, people go to different parks. It's kind of a little game. But, you have fun with it and get to use your radios, you know. So that's always fun when you get to talk on the radio. But that's what I'm up to tonight. That's what I was up to anyways. Back to you.
Well, you're sounding really good. You sounded like you're sitting by me and the experience you got too, which is good. I wanted to be a ham trying to study. And maybe next week I'll take a shot of it to be a technician. Anyhow, how is the weather by you guys out that way?
I believe you asked me how the weather is. Well, it's 43.7 degrees outside. Humidity is 76%. Other than that, you know, it's clear. No clouds in the sky. I've been trying to see that comet that's supposed to be in the west for the last three nights. I haven't seen it yet. I see people taking pictures of it, but I'm like, I got a clear shot to the west. I live in the middle of farmland, and so I got a clean shot to the west, so I don't know what's going on.
It happened a week ago, the light... The Northern Light, is that what it is?
No, not the Northern Lights. I was in St. Louis, Missouri. That was over the weekend. That was over the weekend that happened. There's a comet, I can't remember what the name of it is. It's some numbers and some Japanese name because they discovered it, or Chinese name. But anyways, there's a comet in the western sky. It's supposed to be just left of where the sun sets at about 5 degrees off the horizon. And for the last three nights, you're supposed to see it just after sunset. 45 minutes at sunset. You should begin to see it. And I have not seen it yet. You know, like I said, I had a clear shot. The sky's been clear, and I had a cut to the west. So I don't know where these people are coming up with these pictures at, but, you know, I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, I don't know nothing about it, and I haven't been outside. I went outside to just grab the mail and came inside. If I would have thought about it, I would have been outside and looked for that. But I don't see anything. All there was, you know, those northern lights, I seen a little bit of them.
Okay, the commercial's done. Yeah, Jack, I was in St. Louis, Missouri over the weekend visiting my daughter down there, and I was, you know, watching the news one night and they're saying how brilliant the lights were. And I'm like, oh, great, I'm here in Missouri when I should be home. But, hey, I'm visiting my daughter. I don't get to see her that often, being that she's down there. So we had a good time down there, and I have seen the northern lights many times, you know, well, I don't know about many times, but probably a dozen times anyways. And I've seen them just white, and I've seen them almost every color of the rainbow, you know, the reds, the blues, the greens, maybe yellow, you know, but yeah. pretty amazing sight.
Yes, I took one picture. I was in my daughter's house and truck. I took one picture, and I have a friend. He sent me about 7 pictures of these things, and they were all good too. Roger.
I think somehow we are doubled or whatnot, Jack. All I got was somebody. I was talking and I lit up the mic and. He said something about somebody sending you some pictures. That's all I heard.
Well, I guess there's another station out that way.
No, I'm doing just what I was doing right now. You stopped talking and I started talking. And when I let off the mic, you were like at the end of your conversation. So I don't know what happened where.
Okay, yeah, the friend of mine, he lives up north, and he took a picture, and he sent me some of these pictures, which is good. They're very nice pictures. Over.
Oh, I'm sure they were. You see some beautiful photography on the internet. And it's one of those deals where right time, right place, and, you know, apparently there's quite a solar flare, and the sun's always giving off solar flares, but it has to be pointed right at the Earth. You know, it has to come right at Earth. You know, it can't miss it this way or that way. It's got to hit the Earth. So that was, I don't know if they call it Class 5 or whatever. It was like a big one of the big ones. You know, it actually disrupts communications and whatnot, too. Especially with ham radio, it's like you might as well not even turn the radio on because you're not going to be able to talk to anybody. But hey, whatever. You know, wait a couple of days, it'll go away.
I got one question to ask you. I've been here 45 years, and I never see something like this until about this year. In 45 years, we never see something like that. What does that mean, anyhow?
Never seen what, Jack?
The Northern Lights.
Oh, the Northern Lights happen all the time. You just got to be out there at the right time. I've been seeing them for, I don't know, most of my life. I guess the first, I'm 68. I was born in 56. I'm 68. So, the first time I actually seen them was at the Walton. And when I started seeing them more, it was probably in the 80s or so, probably 30-something years old. I started noticing more, especially since I started camping. You know, I was outside at night more, so. But what causes it is solar flares, solar radiation from the sun. It'll give out a big solar flare.
Well, I see. So that's how it works. Well, I didn't know that. Yeah, maybe because I never look at the sky at night. So because, you know, when you're working 12 hours a day and 7 days, sometime no going, no coming, and you'd be so tired you don't want to be outside anyhow. Over.
I don't know what happened, Jack. I just spent 30 minutes and a half talking to you on the radio. As soon as I got off the key, you were done with your conversation. So something's going on. Something's not right. So I'm just going to let you go. This is WFDS 447. We're clear after your final.
All right, sir. Good talking to you and good to hear from you. You take care and you have a good evening. WIUG 48. WIUG 48, clear.
You're going to have to turn up your audio. Like nobody can hear you hardly.
6, Max, do you hear me?
Thank you. WSBY 438, Isabella County.